Jerry Baden Show 950 talking about the Senate is reluctant to move as quickly on Governor Walker's tax cuts as is the Assembly. David Flatimo of Americans for Prosperity Wisconsin this morning pointed a finger at Mike Ellis. Right Wisconsin, conservative website. Brian Fraley, a very pointed finger at Mike Ellis. Mike Ellis now joins us on the phone. Mike, good morning.
Hey, Jerry, good to talk with you.
Good to talk with you. All right, you are saying you are four square behind the governor's. So would you support the Senate moving forward just as the Assembly is?
I think they should send the bill to the Joint Finance Committee. We had a meeting last week. The governor, his chief of staff, myself, and Fitzgerald, and the governor has agreed to move some money into the closing balance to reduce the structural deficit to a manageable amount of money. Now, most Republicans ran against Doyle because he overspent using one-time money. So let's start at the top. I don't know where this Brian Fraley, he must pull this stuff out of his butt. The reality of it is we support the income tax cut. That's $98 million, dropping the tax rate for the first bracket from 4.6 to 4.0. Secondly, we support the reduction of $400 million in property taxes that are currently going to the technical colleges because we want to elevate the significance of them. They're the ones that can create jobs in a hurry. We have no problem with that. We have no problem with changing the withholding tax tables. That's going to put money every month into the hands of the private sector rather than having the government overtax people and then give them a refund at the end of the year without paying them any interest. We are now in agreement, and the governor is in agreement, shrinking the structural deficit in that first year from $400 million down to about $280 million. That is a manageable structural deficit because in 15-16, we would only need 1.8% revenue growth to fill that 280. I agree with the governor on that. The governor agrees with me. We have no argument about the reduction of the structural deficit to a manageable number. And you have to appreciate, Jerry, you, myself, and everybody else, we were really upset with the Doyle budget that he left Scott Walker. Mm-hmm. He left Walker a $3 billion credit card bill. To fund that, to fund Walker's gift from Doyle, we would have needed almost 10% revenue growth. There's no way in the history of Wisconsin we've ever had that. Let's fast forward to this document. Under Scott Walker, his 11-13 budget left us a positive, small, yes, but no structural deficit. Now, are we creating a structural deficit that is out of control, the one that Walker, myself, and Scott Fitzgerald, and almost most of the Republican senators agree, is no. We have a small, it is the smallest structural deficit that we've had in 20 years. So I don't know what's going on between Voss and Fitzgerald. I don't know that. I'm not involved in that. But when people put things out, and they're pulling it out of their butt. We have worked closely with Scott Walker on this. We are in agreement on this bill. We want to give that money back to the taxpayers. There's two schools of thought in government today. One invested in the liberal socialists that believe they've got to grow government by taking money out of the private sector, and we believe we need to shrink government and grow the private economy. This is going to infuse on a monthly basis close to $80 million a year left in the wallets and purses of the people of this state by changing those income tax tables. And secondly, the property tax, currently the property tax supports our tech colleges by about $804 million. We're cutting that all the way down to $400 million, leaving that money. I'll give you an example in my district. The property tax mill rate for tech colleges is $1.91 a thousand. Under this plan, it drops to about $1 a thousand. That means in December, when people get their property tax bill on a $150,000 home, there's going to be close to $160 left for them to decide how they're going to spend it rather than the liberal socialists. So I want to make this very clear. What's going on between these two leaders, I'm not involved in. But in terms of the state Senate, we have a little work to do yet, but we're going to get it done. And this bull that Fraley's putting out through this Right Wisconsin One, he must have pulled it out of his butt because he has no idea what he's talking about.
Okay, Mike, do you support what the governor, exactly as he proposed it in his State of the State address?
No.
Okay, so, but that's what people are saying.
No. I just finished. Jerry, listen.
No, I did. No, Mike, hang on. Mike, hang on. Mike, hang on 1 second. I heard everything you said. Hang on. Mike, wait, please. I want to ask you a question. Mike, I want to ask you a question. Just hang on. How does what you support, now you talked about what you're willing to do. How is it different in terms of what it returns to the taxpayer than what was proposed in the State of the State?
Nothing. It's prospective. It reduces the structural deficit so it doesn't become a campaign issue.
Okay.
The amount of money going back, $400 million in property taxes, $98.6 million in income taxes, getting tables changed, the withholding tables. We agree with all of that. And last week on Wednesday when I met with the governor, he and I and Fitzgerald agreed, and I thought Voss agreed. I thought he wasn't there, but I thought he agreed that we could move some money into the closing balance and bring the structural deficit down from 400 to 280. He agreed to that. Fitzgerald agreed to it. We thought Voss agreed to it. So we're on the same page, Jerry.
All right, Mike Ellis, listen, I appreciate you calling us. I really do. Thanks a lot, State Senator Mike Ellis. Brian Fraley has been listening. Brian, if you're still listening, I'm going to juggle the show. I have a guest that I'm going to have to cancel at 10:06, and we're going to have Brian Fraley on from, it's not Right Wisconsin 1, it's rightwisconsin.com. Brian is going to defend what he wrote at Right Wisconsin, and that he's got numerous sources that he's spot on. I assume, Brian, you're still listening. So we'll have Brian Fraley on. Jason, when McFeely calls, you're just going to have to explain it to him. And we can have him on tomorrow. That's fine. Yeah, you're the producer. You have to do the dirty work. That's why you get that obscene salary over there. It's not, even I'm laughing at that. It's 9:58.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.